morning worship time you in God's Word, you may want to turn to Malachi chapter 2. And say thank you, Spirit of God, it's your time, your day, your place, and our privilege to benefit. God, deal with our head, our heart, our home, our health, our jobs, every part of our being, that we would have the advantage that only you give, only you can give to the human heart. God, thank you very, very much. In Christ's name, amen. You would recall, as in Genesis, God created Adam and Eve. They had a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. She'd be the mother of all living. And they would have a wonderful opportunity to represent God. Adam and Eve to represent the living and God, living and only God. That they would rule the earth with all the dinosaurs and everything else. They would be the rulers. They would be the lords of the earth. God's wonderful will. But you know, sin came along. The heart chose to go against God, choose against God. And so Adam and Eve fell, and then you have Noah's day, and humanity developed and developed, and there was only a remnant. Noah and his family are saved. Genesis flood. The world is condemned. So how much do they exercise the privileges of being man and woman, being humans on earth? They hardly did it all. And all we have is Noah and his family even coming close. So now, moving along, you have the Tower of Babel, Genesis 11. And they went and built a tower and a city. They continued to build the city that Cain started. They built the tower, and they had the everything religiously. They're going to worship the stars, etc. And they were going to go and have their own politic and govern themselves. And thus God scattered them, and they went all over the face of the earth, Genesis 10. All the nations. Now, having said that, then, and so is anyone catching on to the privilege of being male and female, man and woman? Do they get the wonderful, wonderful truths that would come out of that? Not hardly. So now we're going to go, and God raises up an Abraham, an Isaac, and a Jacob, and an Israel. Israel was to be an example, as you know, to all the nations of the world. And Israel was to be to show them that God was the government, his rule and reign, that God is the only God and only Savior, and he's to be worshipped. But Israel didn't do very well with that. And so we come to the end of Israel in the Old Testament, as it were. Malachi chapter 2, picking up if I can, the mood and movement. Verse 17, 2:17, Malachi. You have wearied the Lord with your words, yet ye say, wherein have we wearied him? When you say, everyone that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delighteth in them, and or where is the God of judgment? In other words, the Isaiah 5:20 and that, you call evil darkness light, light darkness. You call evil good, good evil. You turn everything upside down. And you're saying God approves of it. God doesn't approve. But then your way out is God doesn't approve. No, he doesn't approve. But we have a way out. He doesn't judge anything. Where is the God of judgment? He doesn't do anything about it. So why can't we do what we want to do? We know it isn't good. We know it isn't right. But we do it anyway. Why can we do it? Because he never does anything about it. God just doesn't care. So now, having said that, and then you go, and of course the Lord Jesus Christ and the crucifixion comes along, and they crucify Christ, and the Israel, are you on the right page with God? No. Is the world? Nope. Nope. Rome, the great Roman Empire? Nope. So now, God, here we're looking, and so are today. Here we are today. And I just wanted to give you that so far, going down the corridor of time, way back, all the way forward, as we come forward, the world has missed out, generally speaking, and mostly speaking, on God's wonderful plan for a man and a woman, for marriage, mother and father. They've just missed out. They just never got there. Busy, busy, busy doing what they're doing, but they never get there. And here we are in our present day, right now, today's conditions. And the conditions we have today, as our country is going, and as the world is going globally, it's going in the wrong direction. And when it comes to family, which is the key to a nation, when it comes to family, they isn't doing very good at all. Not good at all. And so the family structure makes for a national structure. A good family, good nation. But bad family, bad nation. So it's not going to come out good. So here, what's it going to make for very troubling, troublesome times? That's what's going to happen. And so, God, here we are, and you haven't changed anything, no. Everything, the truths are the same. God, you're the same. And we're able to look to you and understand that you are able to go and do wonderful things if we would ever catch on. But we don't want to catch on hardly at all. So now, we have words mean little. Mother, love, all this stuff. We use words, but they aren't very deep-rooted. And they aren't full of good meaning. They're just words. Lots of words. And we don't really need to think about too much because in these days of having a smartphone, we don't need to do it. What do you need to care about anything for? You don't need to spell. You don't need to understand. You don't need to just push a button. You want to know what something means? Push the button and do it. And we have that going, and that doesn't help matters at all. So God, you made them male and female, and you made, as we said, mother, the supporter, the sustainer, giving birth to a child, and caring for the child after birth. And so here's, you have a wonderful order, a wonderful everything going, and in order to benefit, we have to be believing. If we aren't believing, then there's no blessing to be found. And therefore, as we continue to go down the corridor of time, there's more and more trouble to be found. Because if you don't get better, you get worse. You can't stay neutral. Your physical body is either winning the war of health or it's losing the war. That's all. So here we're going down the corridor of time, and everything isn't, if we don't get our heart right, then our head doesn't get right, and then all that we do is not so good at all. So in the light of trouble and more things happening, God gave up our world system to itself. And as you know, if you took time to read and look at it, you may want to go over to Matthew chapter 24 for a moment. Matthew chapter 24. And remember, Israel is the nation, is a key nation. Israel is. So in the process, in the end of Matthew chapter 23, And the near the end, verse 37, Jesus is entering Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and you would not. I would have been to you such, you would have had such wonderful, wonderful benefits, but you didn't do it. Verse 38, behold, your house is left unto you desolate, barren, bankrupt. Verse 39, I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth, till you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. So until you get your act right with me, God, things aren't going to go good. In fact, chapter 24 tells us in the tribulation coming up, going if I can just to pick a sample up, verse 4, 24:4. Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. So we got deceive and deceive many. Deceive you, deceive many. Verse 6. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. There's plenty of things to be troubled about. For all these things must come to pass. But the end isn't yet. It isn't over. It isn't over. So don't be troubled and don't be deceived. And as these things happen, no, it isn't finished yet. So, are you going to be better tomorrow? No, it'll take another month. Are things going to come out all right? Not yet. They are, but not yet. So now, verse 7, for nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, just think of the world, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes and drive in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And so you can keep reading. Wow. So God, we aren't in the tribulation yet, but when it comes, it isn't going to be better at all. It's going to be very, very difficult in the tribulation. So now God, in the light of that, so as the family goes, so goes the nation. And we need to be stirred and stimulated. But our society is not in the place to do that, hardly at all. Hardly at all. You would know if you read 2 Timothy 3 in the last days, troublous time shall come, terrible time shall come. And in the process, and then you read 2 Timothy, and then you read 2 Peter, where is the promise of his coming, and everything doesn't get better at all. And then you read the Revelation 3, verse 15 to 17, and the church in Laodicea, which is the characteristic of the last days in which we live. It characterizes that, and we have no need, we've got everything. And we need God. If we needed you, we'll call on you. In the meantime, we have everything we need and want. It may not be what's good. It may not even be right. But we call wrong right and darkness light. We turn everything upside down. Good, evil. Evil, good. We turn it all upside down. And we're quite content with our system. We love darkness, as we've been studying in John, rather than light, because our deeds are evil. So God, here we are going down the corridor of time and looking to you. And in the process of doing that, we need to go and understand what? Well, here we are on planet Earth, and you have the generation of the baby boomers, as you know. And then you have, that's a big generation coming up now. And then you got the Generation X, and then you got the millennial generation. And they're all there, and they're all leading the way in one form or another. But where are they taking us? Baby boomers, Generation X, millennial. Where are you taking us? We're not in a very good place. Do you understand about family, marriage? No. We have a great thrust being, a great movement that was being placed upon us that we even eliminate terms, wonderful terms that describe a mother, father, family, sex, everything. But we've gone and we've destroyed all that, and we don't use all them, and we're a small little handful running everything, making a lot of noise, are telling us to none of these things. We can't use them anymore. We don't want to use it. We don't use mother. We don't want to use father. We don't want to use family. We don't want to say that. We don't want to say male or female, babies. We don't want to say anything. We don't want to say anything. We want to eliminate it. And that's where it is. It's moving that way. And you say, well, it isn't me. But legislatively and otherwise, in the country, it is. That's what they're doing. That's what the law is saying. That's what the rules are saying. They're changing everything. That's what they do. So when you go to school, that's what you hear. You're hearing all the stuff that's no good. It's not even right. It's wrong. But you know what? That's what we're hearing. So now, in the light of that, trying to figure out now, how are we going to go? How are we going to go and understand the wonderful plan God has in Genesis 1 and 2, and all of those wonderful things that God has for humans, mother, father, family? We don't. We don't have them. And as you know from Romans 1 and all over, and God gave them up to their own ways. They wanted to have that which is without me, and I'm going to let them have it. And they're going to find out. The tribulation is that it's what's going to express this. What you have now on earth, in our country and elsewhere, is going to be amplified many times into the tribulation. And the consequences, that's the way, the consequences of what's going on now is going to be found in the tribulation. And we're going to pay dearly, society is. How much society? All of society. The whole world is going to pay in it. Say, what does it matter? Wrong, wrong, wrong. As the train goes down the tracks, you don't know the bridge is out down there. And they say everything's fine and fine and fine, but the bridge is gone. To get into the future rightly, the bridge is gone. So we just keep going. And we have good food and the thing and entertainment and pleasures. And wow. And we don't understand. We're nearing the edge of the bridge that isn't there. Wow. So now, just reminding ourselves of that, if you would, and keeping that in mind, you are wonderfully who you are. Aren't you? Did that come out all right? Aren't you who you are? Now, and you need to be who you are. You can't be what you are not. Understand that? You cannot be what you are not. The cabbage can think it's a rabbit, but no way on earth is the cabbage ever going to be a rabbit. It's just not going to happen. Now, and as we get, as looking, you know, and the pair of the man, the pliers, a pair of pliers, I'm going to bring a pair up, a pair of pliers will never become a screwdriver. Do you understand? Phillips or otherwise, it'll never become a screwdriver. So no matter what we do, the rule, which is gone, you need to be who you really, really are in order to go anywhere. And when you start playing games with who you are and what you are in trouble, to say the least, so that you try to be what you aren't and you can't be. And when you try to be what you aren't, how does God save what you aren't? How do you tell God to save you if you aren't thinking what you really are? If you think you're a cabbage, use a cabbage, imagination, use a cabbage, and here's a cabbage, and the cabbage tells God, I want to be a rabbit. I'm going to pray as if I was a rabbit. Can God answer that prayer? Can anyone answer that prayer? No, it's stupid. It's a dumb thing. I'm asking God to fix something that isn't true. So I have to have reality, reality. I have to understand. I can't be. I must be what I am. And God, whatever God has in mind, God, that's what you're going to start with. You're going to start with me as I am. So God, I've got to look to you. And I need, and God, you're the only answer. There's no way on earth, unless I'm going to be, own up to be who I am and what I am. And that if I cheat myself and rob myself and play a word game, a mental game, like good, evil, evil, good, darkness, light, darkness, I play the game, I'm going to lose out. Because then I'm going to be caught up in the flow, the millennial, the whole age where we're going, in a sexual revolution that is going to bring me eternal ruin. I don't want that. I don't want to go on that train. I don't want to go off that bridge. I don't want to do it. So how are we going to enjoy, be enjoyed? Well, here's all the wonderful truths that we, mother, father, family, historically, always in trouble historically, but wonderfully there, actually, still. So remember, years ago, we could honor mothers and fathers in quite a way that was quite different than today. You don't have that anymore. No, you don't. That doesn't mean there isn't exceptions to it. I'm just telling you it isn't there in a national way, in a global way. It's no more. No more there. No more. So how are you going to, how do you do that? And so everything is down. Here's a height, as it were, a standard. And back years and years ago, we had a standard of somewhat family. And you know, you couldn't have become a president if you were divorced or had a problem. And everything was all right there. You had to be, have the things right, male and female, etc. And the other would be totally off the wall. You'd be opening Pandora's box. And it was there. But you don't have that anymore. You don't have that. So what you could celebrate and remember back then as a nation, you can't do that anymore. It just isn't here. And our whole standard has come down. So people at least had an advantage. Back, you remember years ago, a Roman Catholic Church, etc., all that. Roman Catholic Church at least would what? At least would believe the Bible, and in the front of the confraternity edition, etc., the Douay confraternity, you know, read the Bible 15 minutes a day and it will save you 300 days or something in purgatory. And it would encourage you to read the Bible and you would believe that God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, believe that. You don't have that today. A priest over here, Adam and Eve is just a story. They aren't real people. They aren't real people at all. Real? They aren't. So now, if you just keep that in mind, and you're up against things, and everything's go down. So the standard back then was pretty easy to remember family in a secular way. It isn't today. It isn't today. And so to be the mother, the father, the family, as you, as God would have it, as it was in a secular way, you can't do that today. You got the world system is against it. That doesn't mean you couldn't do it. It just means you aren't going to get any help. You aren't going to get any encouragement. So now, God, here we are. And I want to know, God, you said you're the only way. He said, I am. I want you to know that all the religious systems, all the governmental systems, all your friends, all your enemies, everyone, everywhere, there's no one on planet Earth that can help you in your heart except God. You understand? There's no one. No one at all. So you want to be a man, play the man, play the woman, Be God's man. Be God's woman. Wow, that's all wonderful. But you know what? It's pie in the sky. Realistically, for practical people, it's not going to happen, not in this life. It's a dream. It's an ideal. Ideals are never meant to last. They're little dreams kids have. And when they get old enough, they realize no ideals. Ideals are just dreams. That's quite contrary, but that's true, people would say. Now, so here we are looking, God, and I want to know. So when I said that, and I say that with my heart, I say that in the light of God's word, I say that in the light of history, world history, secular history, sacred history, I'm telling you, there's actually no way. There's no way to do it. There's no way to recover what you have in mind for us, to make it happen. It just isn't going to happen in and of and by ourselves. Our system is against it. The world system's against it. So God, I want to know, is it really so? Do you know, all this stuff. Before the foundation of the world, we just were reading it in Sunday school and et cetera. Before the foundation of the world, Christ died for you. You. Before you were ever born, Christ died for you. If you want to know, does God care about you? I don't know how much more you want to know. Before you were ever born, before earth ever came into existence, you were born on planet earth in God's will to know him. And you say, well, not me. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Christ died for you before and went to that cross before the world ever was created. He did that for you. Does God care about you? Absolutely. But we don't honor God for all that he is and all that he does. And therefore, we leave God out because we violate God's wonderful rules. And so, God, here we are looking to you, and you want to rule and reign in our heart, and not darkness. Light is to be there, not death. Life is to be there. And there, where is there to be found, God, apart from you, help and hope? Isn't going to be found. We try to get some help with the counselor, social, all these different things. But you know what? With all the help we get, we end up failing. And all the things you do to stay, do another way. All the things you do to keep from aging, is that all right? All the things you do to keep from getting older, how successful are they? I just was asking. Some of you young people don't understand what I just said because you don't think you're ever going to get older. You are getting older, and you can't stop that. So God, here we are looking, and what's going to help us? Well, we're getting older, and we get a lot of help, different things. That's why we got Obamacare and everything, so that we can get some help. But in the process, we don't have much help at all. And when it's all done, we're still failing. It's terminal. We aren't coming out good. And when it comes to hope, like Job, the hypocrite's hope, like a spider web, we grab onto it as if it will hold us and sustain us in the light of tomorrow, in the light of the train going down the tracks with the bridges out. It's a false hope. So there is no hope. I hope this and I hope that. You can do that, and it may or may not, from an, in a temporal way, exist. But not for very long. Not for very long. So God, here we are looking. God, you can do and will do all that you will do to every whosoever that would believe. All they have to do is believe and allow you to be their God. And you would do a wonderful thing in their life. And I could say, we could read 15 things that believers should do, and everyone should be this, and we should be this kind of person. We could do all of that. But we never do it. And we don't even intend to do it, because it's impossible. So I suggest, don't use that approach. I know books are there, but you read them, and then you put them down. Only a handful read them anyway. That's all. They're very exceptional people that rise above everything, and God does something wonderful in them. Because most of us just don't believe it's true. So God, here we are looking to you, and you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. And God, that's what we're going to look to you for. You are able to do something for us that no one else can do. And God, in the light of that, and you are able to give a wonderful help. You're a wonderful help and a wonderful hope. So all that we are not. So suggesting what? I suggest that you just become a whosoever that believes and be a believing believer. And God will do a wonderful thing in your life. Instead of sitting down and trying to measure up to these 14 things, which you aren't going to do. Realistically, forget it. But when you give your heart to God, God will do. And you are, but you really have to do it. You have to do it. Yeah. What's the answer to Mother's Day, Father's Day, or any day? God. I want to be the man, the woman, the boy, the girl. I want to be that person. I want to be all that you intend me to be. That's what I want. And so God, in the light of that, keeping that in mind, if you would. So God, so I'm not going to look to any system. There's no real help, and there's no real hope going to be out there. I'm going to have to get to you. And the devil, as you know historically, the devil opposes God's plan for men, for women, for families. And God, the devil hates the woman's influence. And note, where Satan's power is the greatest, woman's place is the lowest in the world. Look out there if you would, where woman's place out there is the Satan is going to go in his power, and he's going to go and take woman when he has women and get them down. Wherever you have the power over the women in the wrong way, it is the lowest place for women. They're under very bondage and things they shouldn't be. And when moral darkness, immorality prevails, the woman is always the sure victim. The woman loses. And without the woman, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work at all. So God, how am I going to be that woman? How am I going to be that man? How am I going to be that boy or girl? I'm not going to do it myself. I'm not going to look at school. I'm not going to look at the government. I'm not going to look at my family, mother. Your mother's an example? No, your mother loves you and tries to do everything she can. But apart from God, there's only so much you can do. Apart from God, there's only so much you can do. And God, we need to be an example before God to people. That's what we need to be. We need to say what? You need to know the living God as your personal Savior and Lord. Now, in the light of that, keeping that in mind, if you would, and now, because you want to honor Genesis, you don't have to turn there, Exodus chapter 20. Honor thy father and thy mother. You want to honor them. We've said it 100 times. That doesn't mean your mother or your father were super people. It doesn't mean that. It means they're just ordinary human beings traveling down the corridor of time. No, I want to honor where I came from. God, I want to honor you. You made me. You gave me physical birth. And you alone, no one else can help me. Here I am on planet Earth, and only you can do the rest of it. And if I leave you out, God, nothing's going to happen. I'm just going to grow up and get old, work, home, school, come, go. And my whole life, when it's all done, will be in a little tombstone, maybe. A born so-and-so died in the ground. Is that it? That should be it. That's really it, isn't it? When you're all done. So God, if I leave you out, it's not going to go. So because of mother, I want to honor my mother. She had problems, but that isn't the point. I want to honor the system. I want to honor your program, God. Not men, not men, ladies, not women, mother, father, male, female, family. If I don't do that, am I loused up? I'm one millennial and one person on planet Earth. That boy, I'm actually a terrible influence on society. I'm setting the wrong standard, the wrong way. I'm paying for it now. So God, I want to honor my background, where I came from. I want to honor you who are able to save me to the uttermost. And God, only you can do it. Only you can do it in the way that you do it. And no one else can do what you do. So God, when I honor the family rightly, honor mother and father, and that's God's will, it's your word to do so. When I do so, it's in my best interest. My best interest, no matter what, no matter who, though father or mother forsake me, what? The Lord will take me up. So God, I'm not counting on mother and father. I don't want to count on them. I had a mother and father. You understand? I had one. I did have one. They were humans, just like you and I. You can't replace God. There is no one to replace God. There's nothing to replace God. So God, I've got to honor you. I've got to look to you and give you the honor that belongs to you. And if I don't, I'm going to be left out, and I'm going to be trying to figure out what I try to be something I'm not, and be what you are. Enjoy being what you are. Male, female, chromosome, be what you are. Be what you are. Don't be something else. And don't get hoodwinked, and you got to be something else because you feel it, or think it, or someone tells you that. Don't get caught up in lust and all of that. Don't do it. You'll lose out. And God, you want to be wanted. You don't want to be left out. You want to be needed in a good way. If you look to God, my friend, in your little lives, our little lives, God will do a wonderful thing in your heart. God, and don't give up. Some people say, well, I gave up trying to be a mother. I gave up trying to do it right. Like the children, everything was so bad and everything was so off. Why would I gave up? The system applauds the wrong, condemns trying to do it right. Remember the spanking? Do you remember what spankings were? Spankings? This is my rod. This is my Board of Education put on the seat of learning. Do you understand? And growing up, didn't you get, you know, they used to do it in school. I had the whole thing, you know. I can remember. I only did it a few times. And the principal had me bend over and beat my bottom. And then he called my mother. And my mother said, wait till your father gets home. And he did it. And you know what? I'm still alive. You know. It's against, isn't it? In the store, in the grocery store, with someone there, and here's little kids mouthing off, using language, mouthing off at parents or somebody, and you'd bop them, or take a soap from the dish and squash it into their mouth. What happens if you did that today? I'll see you in Sing Sing. It's gone. You know, all you can do is put it together. So how are you trying to do? You're up against increasingly overwhelming odds. And the only way to overcome the odds and the obstacle and the opponent is God. There is no other way to overcome. There is no other way to win. Because you're in a losing world that intends to lose. Do you understand? The world doesn't intend to win with God. But you should. In closing, over if you would. Oh, to Mark, the Gospel of Mark. I just sort of chatted with you. I hope it's all right. I'm just trying to tell you there's no answer to this, and there's no sense in dreaming pie in the sky and talking about I'm going to do this and do that. Forget it. It isn't going to happen. Not, and I've been around a little bit. I'm waiting to see it. I'm looking out there waiting to see this marvelous, marvelous spiritual wonder that you do. The person that you are, so spiritual giant. But it isn't there. Wow. So, God, Mark chapter 4. And if I can, in verse 38. Remember, there was a great storm, verse 37, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part, the last back part of the ship, stern part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, don't you care that we're perishing? Don't you care? Here you are with us, and don't you care that we're perishing? And we're in a troubled world that's causing us to our little boat to shake all over. Wow. And verse 39. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And then he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith? I was there. And you just needed to keep trusting me. Storm or no storm. Hard things or no hard things. When everything's lousy and bad, you just keep trusting me. Looking to me. And I'll do all those wonderful things that only I can do in tranquilizing your troubled heart. In enabling you to be transformed in your mind. To be able to think and understand that the peace of God which passes all understanding. All of that will happen. Do you remember, if you would, remember with Martha and Mary over in Luke? Over in Luke. And chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. Picking up, please. And again, here's our little word, caring. Verse 40. And Martha was cumbered, bothered, much serving, a whole lot of things bothered her about this and that, and what am I going to do about this, and how am I going to do that, and whatever. And Martha was cumbered about with much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, doth thou not care, don't you care, that my sister hath left me to serve alone? And bid her therefore that she help me, she's sitting at your feet. Verse 41, Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, why art thou careful? And troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. She's sitting paying attention to me. And that's what you're going to have to do. Pay attention, pay attention, pay attention. Over to Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs. Before that. Well, yeah. Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1, picking up directly verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, verse 8, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Mother, don't lose out. You know what? Of all the people in the world, usually, not always, usually parents they care about their children. They don't want their children to get in trouble. They don't want their children to fail. And they care. They care. A little. It's not everyone. Different. I know that. But when they do, they usually care. So parents to say, your parents warn you, you know. They warn you about stuff. They try to help you, even if they aren't, whatever. They try. Over to Proverbs chapter 31. Honor thy father and mother, be conscious of them. Verse 30. 31, 30. Favor, that is appearance, fashion. Favor is deceitful, is very disappointing. And beauty is vain, bubble, break, worthless, illusioner. It's an illusion. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. So of all the things that men, women can do is have a healthy fear of God. God conscious. You want to be everything? Get to God. And rightly be awed by Him. That God, only you can take my little life and do what you do. And so God, I say, how can I care? How can I really care? Well, I can't. But God, you can help me get in the right place, the right frame of mind, so that I can care. So that I don't get overcaring and overbearing. I don't want to get either. I don't want to get overcaring. I don't want to get anxious. I don't want to get tied up. I want to be able to tackle day by day, hour by hour, in a very troubling, troublesome world. And I don't want my heart to be adding to the trouble. The world is in trouble because of humans, and I'm one of them. So God, I want to make sure that for my part, I'm looking to you and do that work in my heart. And God, as you said in 1 Peter 5, etc., casting all our care upon you because you surround us with your wonderful care. God said, listen, if you don't mind, there's no one that can take care of you like I can. There's no one that's with you, around you, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, like me. So God, it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. So God, how can I care? You can help me. I don't want to overcare. I don't want to be caught up. I want to be able to look to you and trust you. That's what I want to do. And I couldn't say it. If I could say it, I'd stand on top of the building and say it. If you look to God, God will do a wonderful thing in your life. Be a whosoever that believes and look to God. And you'll be the person that God intended you to be. And you were born physically to be born spiritually. Christ died for you. For you. So He cares. Do you care, God? It cost me my son to care. So when you talk about caring and loving, and you start putting it up against who I am, you better back off and back down, because you'll never care like I do. My ways and my thoughts are, what? Higher than the heavens. You couldn't even come close. So allow me to be who I am in your little heart, and I'll do it. Our Father and God, we thank you for your grace and kindness. And God, what can we say? Thank you. Thank you for bearing and caring. And deal with the heart of each boy, girl, man, or woman. Encourage, strengthen, God, even across the world. And we'll thank you very, very much. In Christ's name, amen.